Over to you, Monet.
Thank you so much. What can only be described this morning as a very crisp winter's morning. Beautiful sunshine ahead, so which makes for an absolute wonderful gardening weekend. This morning I'm going to be chatting about a lovely indigenous shrub, which is endemic here to the Western Cape area, or at least the Sandveld Western Coast area of the Western Cape, and that is Agathosma glabrata, also known as the lemon-scented buchu. And the buchu is a genus of plants, about 150 in that particular genus, which is found right across southern Africa. And they are characterized by the fact that they have very, very strong scented foliage. Not so much the flowers, but the foliage, when bruised or when crushed, it exudes this incredible smell. Now, Agathosma glabrata, I'm falling over my words this morning. Agathosma glabrata, it sounds almost like a composition, doesn't it? Is lemon scented, but not obviously all buchus have got very pleasant smell. Some of them have got an extreme garlic scent to their leaves as well. But what makes this plant really quite spectacular is the winter and the early spring flowering that it has. They just are at mass of flowers at this time of the year. And Agathosma glabrata specifically has white to mauve pink flowers. So the color of the flower can be determined by the composition of the minerals in the soil. So they've got a wide range of flower colors. And as I said before, it's quite important that we plant these plants in our garden because of habitat destruction. They are becoming less and less in the wild. One of the areas that was rehabilitated in the last 10 years is the El Tukai forest area, and many of these specific Agathosmas was planted in that area. So if you're walking through that forest area at the moment, you will see them in their full glory of flowering. And they are one of the easiest plants to grow in your garden, especially if you have got poor sandy soils. They grow to approximately 1 meter high by approximately the same width. They require full sun. That is so important about all the Agathosmas. They must really not be planted in a shady spot of your garden. Incredibly wind resistant with their small little foliage, fine foliage that they have, and obviously a great attraction of pollinators to your garden, especially at this time of the year. Agathosma, the word describing the genus, is derived from the Greek agathos, which means pleasant, and osme, meaning smell. So there we have a nice description of the plant itself. And it refers, like I've just said, to the volatile oil in the glands on the leaves and in the fruit. You must remember that they can also be planted in containers. Once established, they are extremely drought-hardy plants, really looking after themselves in the worst possible conditions. But obviously, when getting these plants established for the first 6 or 7 months, you must baby them as you would any other type of plant. They are incredibly rewarding as border plants in your garden, or simply just as focal plants, which you want to put in a sunny spot to just bring some color, especially during the winter months. There are many others, like I said, 140 different species in this genus, and so that you can play around with the flower colors, because they are quite different in terms of what is available. But there we have it for this morning. It's certainly a plant that I think we must look at also from a conservation point of view, to put in our gardens just to keep that gene pool alive. Agathosma, and in this case, let me get it right this time, Agathosma glabrata lemon-scented buchu.